שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא אמונה למעלה מהדעת.
Hello, we are in the lesson on the topic of faith above reason. We will read selected excerpts from the document. We'll start with excerpt number 8. You can find the materials in the study materials tab. You can also send questions. Faith above reason.
Yeah, we continue in the same direction. We need to exert to arrange our mind and our heart for them to be, for us to be together. Each will help his friend, and as much as we can think in the direction of bestowal, connection, above our nature. And with such efforts, we make room for the upper light to start working on us and push us from the degree of Malchut, the degree of Bina, from reason to faith, from reception to bestowal, to start feeling what does it mean, a vessel of bestowal, which is above our reason. This is something new. It's something we did not know of before. It's a different nature. It's not something that we can imagine like to give or to participate in something. Since everything we can imagine is nevertheless imagined in our vessels of reception, and here we acquire a new quality, a force, in intellect, feeling from the upper world, from a higher quality. But the effort we've got to put in, and inside this effort, the Creator will add His own power, and this way we will reach a new quality. And we will be truly children of the upper world. So let's think about that, how to be incorporated in that, how to be drawn to that, how to give the Creator the strength to clothe in us and to bestow like that, to push us to give. Let's read it again and we'll discuss it later, perhaps.
Again,
a person should tell the nations of the world within him, know that everything you say is true. Reasonably speaking, you're correct, and I have nothing to reply to you. However, we were given the work above reason, that we must believe above reason that you are incorrect. And since the work on faith must be above reason, I thank you very much for your correct arguments that you have brought me, since it cannot be said that a person goes above reason unless he has reason and intellect. Then it can be said that he's going above the intellect. But when there is no reason, it cannot be said that he's going above reason. That is, above reason means that this path is more important than the path within reason. However, when there is no other way to tell him, walk in this path, it cannot be said that he chooses the path of faith above reason. For this reason, precisely through the power of faith above reason, is it possible to defeat the views of the nations of the world within man.
And then relative to these opinions that we have, our egoistic opinions, relative to them, we can establish this new path called faith above reason. It's very difficult to depict it. You can't find it in us. You can't find it in humanity. We have no lack for it. How can we arrange ourselves on this? First of all, the vessel is a deficiency. We have no deficiency for it. So we have to perform various actions that fit the upper world, the spiritual men, and see that we're incapable of doing them, and to develop a lack for it, some kind of lack, at least to see that we're incapable of doing it. Not that we need it, but at the very least that we're incapable of doing it. And then accordingly, the upper light will start to influence us and will start to somehow grow in us, cook in us somehow this matter that belongs to the quality of bestowal, the quality from the upper world, a true miracle. This is called a miracle, the miracle of the Exodus from Egypt, the miracle that a miracle since we have no grasp on it. So let's try to come closer to it gradually, although in truth, the more we will regret the fact that we lack it, it'll be a huge advancement. We don't need to acquire more than that. Simply a deficiency for faith. And more, like that will accumulate more and more such movements. And these movements awaken the reforming light, and it influences us, and truly inside of us it begins to grow, to establish something new. A penny accumulate to a great sum, and we will feel more and more. A little bit like kids who are growing up. They do something, they don't know why or what for or how. Some of them do it instinctively, some of them imitate us grown-ups. And in this way, they grow up. And we also need to let the light influence us and arrange us
The thing with faith above reason is that it comes in one ear and goes out the other, if it even comes in. The question is, what can you really hold on to?
Each one who is within our framework, even outside our framework, has a tendency for faith above reason, except it's an internal tendency. A person doesn't feel it as a true deficiency. But this tendency specifically, this inclination, awakens him to continue on the path and to advance. Our tendency is concealed from us, but it attracts us to the spiritual vessel, to the quality of bestowal. What does it mean, the quality of bestowal? How to live in the quality of bestowal? Is it opposite from me? I hate to bestow. I hate to think of the other. It doesn't come to me naturally. And he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, so he rejects the others even more, and we are the greatest egoists. We think those who chase money and honor, they are the big egoists. No, they are small egoists. according to their level of their ego, they want to receive something in this world and it fills them up. We are not satisfied with that. We wish to know our king and to attain him, to acquire him, to understand him, to be connected to him. In truth, to seemingly manage all of reality. This is how big our desire is. That's why we come to a state where we can realize it in this way, according to the desire. And the means for organizing our desire is the upper light. Nothing less. We cannot be pacified by fulfillments of this world, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. It won't satisfy us. We don't reject it, but we don't want to live for it. And we continue.
How to increase this inner tendency that exists in each one towards faith above reason?
There's a desire in each one. And this desire needs to be developed. And because this desire has to open up toward bestowal, there's a problem here, to start with bestowal. So we barely connect in the group. We try somehow, as it's written, to come closer to one another. But it all seems to us as secondary and unimportant. We still don't understand that deep inside the connection between us, in the internality of the connection, there lies the access to the new reality. The next world.
So what do we expect if we're not clear about what faith above reason is, then?
We can never advance in spirituality when our intellect, our mind, goes before us, walks ahead of us. Like you said, what to expect? You cannot. You don't have it. You need to perform various Sgulot, remedies, which means everything within your power to do, you should do, as Kabbalists say, and you do it like a little child who doesn't know, and he develops, and this brings him wisdom, and this brings him greater orientation in life, and so on and so forth. You need to do what they're saying. This is called belief in the sages. If we do it, then we'll be able to attain it quite quickly. We've entered the study of faith above reason, and we must acquire it, receive it, reveal this quality. There is no problem there. There's no nothing, there's nothing that hinders us. On the contrary, all the forces are ready to help us acquire faith above reason. Although this is a new nature, it's a new world, an upside down world, an inverted world, as it says. I've seen an upside down world, and also this inversion, we can't quite imagine what it is. one who attains it, understands it, and feels it. And one who doesn't, then he cannot understand and he cannot feel. He cannot grasp it in his feelings, in his intellect. But they tell us exactly what we have to do. And although we do not understand, like little children, nevertheless we have to do. As it's written that the Creator, the Lord, has created to do. In this way, we shall do it and we shall advance. It's quite close to us.
Last question, Rob. What are those remedies that we need to do?
First of all, it's each will help his friend. We need to inspire one another, reinforce, give strength to one another. In order to do that, we need to feel that we never part, that we come closer to one another, we are willing to help one another, that we try to walk above our corporeal nature, and in this way we advance. We need to learn together, we need to help one another in everything. We have to share our impressions, our confidence. We have to use envy correctly. You will see it. After all, those are the forces, those are the conditions that become apparent in us. And behind all of it is the upper force that shines to us from a higher degree. And when it enters our state, we begin to see the difference, the gap between the degrees. Sometimes it confuses us, other times it throws us down, those things, because we need to take all those things, all those states as necessary. Because look, the vessel, the vessel that we fill is called a deficiency. What deficiency do we have for bestowal? For faith? What deficiency do we have? We don't. So if we don't have a deficiency for it, how can we advance? How can we discover anything? We cannot. So we are left as if helpless. I don't know what to do. And what shall we do then? Therefore, our path is a very special path, extremely special. And it's not revealed to philosophers or to various wise people, but only to those who accept it. That's why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, of reception. It's the wisdom of how to receive those forces that can arrange us spiritually in the form of bestowal, the force of Binah, the upper force that we would feel would reveal the upper force. Not that we would learn about it and we'll talk about it and it will remain outside of our perception. Since spiritual perception is the clothing of the upper force, that we come to know and feel much more than
Buongiorno, Rav. È scritto che quando non c'è la ragione non si può dire che.
It is said that if there is no reason,
sopra della ragione, appunto, potrebbe spiegare.
Then you can, it can't be said that we can go above reason.
Cosa vuol dire che non uso?
Can you explain that concept better? What does it mean that I don't use
correctly the left or the right and only have to go on the right.
No, it's not like that. We think we can construct our path according to our logic, with the help of our logic. It won't work. No. We need to advance the way we do. No, don't try. I mean, you can try, but just know what the way for our mind to build a path for the force of faith, it's impossible. Humanity is was trying to do it for thousands of years, and it cannot, not through the intellect, not through the feelings. We have no other vessels but the mind and our feelings. So how can we do it? By creating this template from the relationships between us, this pattern, and we use the forces through the Kabbalistic texts, and through that, the correct template that we build, the way we construct the tens, arrange them more properly as one man in one heart, then we receive the illumination through Kabbalistic texts, and it changes us and it builds us. We'll see it on ourselves. You cannot explain it in words. The light that exists in all these actions and in their words, it will influence us and we'll be able to feel it upon ourselves. And this is true for everyone. Every person in the world, without exception, as Baal Sulam writes, red, black, white, yellow, it doesn't matter who or what. Everyone is worthy of it and can come to it. And the world, consequently, will be more integral, more interconnected. Really help to tell you how to do it one way or another. Each one accepts them according to his advancement, and his advancement depends on how much he can incorporate himself with the friends towards the goal. It does not depend on one's intellect and his feeling, the feeling he has to acquire from the correct connection with the friends.
Again, number 9, Bala Sulam. There is emptiness only in a place where there is no existence, as in the earth hangs on nothing. You find that what is the measure of the filling of the empty place? The answer is according to one's elevation of oneself above reason. This means that the emptiness should be filled with exaltedness, meaning with above reason, and to ask of the Creator to give him that strength. This will mean that all the emptiness was created, meaning it comes to a person to feel this way, that he's empty, only in order to fill it with the Romemut of the Creator. In other words, one is to take everything above reason.
Meaning all of our desires, everything that's revealed in us, when we wish to know, to come closer, to fill all those things we need to fill. It's good that it's revealed, but the form of the fulfillment and the fulfillment itself need to come to us spiritually, meaning through the force of Bina and faith. Come even closer to actions of bestowal.
Rav, what do we do if we don't identify the place where we can rise above reason, if there's no opportunity?
We
expect the upper light, the help from above. We pray, we ask, and we wait with a strong desire, with great anticipation. Nothing can help you here. Only help from above. Because it all comes from above. It's an upper quality, the quality of the Creator. If the Creator won't build a house, nothing will help you. Clear?
Buongiorno, carissimo Rav. Che cosa significa che ricevere tutto al di sopra della ragione? Che cosa intendi ricevere nella fede al di
sopra? What does it mean to receive everything above reason? What does it mean to take everything in faith above reason?
Faith above reason is the vessel that already has the intention to bestow, and its action is above itself, above its ego. That's the simple interpretation. A desire to receive that is aimed in order to bestow above its nature, where it wants to receive entirely, feel what it receives, how it feels it, in what way does it improve its personal state, and if it can rise above it, and he wants to feel itself in an action of giving, similar to the Creator, as if he is the source of bestowal, the source of fulfillment, then you can say that he yearns to be in faith above reason, in giving above his reception, to use his vessels of reception, since we don't have any other vessels. All of our desires from 0 to 100% are all desires to receive. And a person wants to use them in order to bestow. How is it possible? By acquiring an intention over his actions, above his desire to have an intention, whereby doing something, he will actually do good to the other. So he needs to receive the feeling of the other and how he can fulfill him, and to know how to do it. All of this needs to be apparent. Needs to be apparent to the lower one.
Tutto quello che io sono, tutto quello che io ricevo, lo devo passare agli altri. Questa è la mia intenzione. Basta.
Everything that I've got is what I, that's what I have to give to others, my intention, and that's it?
No, you don't have to pass anything to others. You need to learn what it means, reason, and what it means faith above reason. And this study has to take place in our desire, on our very flesh. Slowly, gradually, another verse we receive, another bit of light of understanding, it comes in and comes out, in and out, but in the revelation of the light, in the expansion of the light and in its departure, the vessel becomes qualified for its role. That's how it works. Tel Aviv 1.
Faith above reason, is there some limit that you give to yourself, or you throw yourself in there and do the work above reason completely?
I want to come to know this on myself. I don't even know what is my own reason. What is my reason? And what is faith? And what does it mean that one is above the other? How can it happen inside of me? I don't know those things. I want the Creator to teach me. How will He do it? When I'm in a 10, and I want to relate to a friend in this way, let's say. So, the Creator is somewhere up there. It says, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. So, first of all, we have to arrange between us such relationships. So, I have a friend before me, and I need to try and relate to him, contrary to what my ego is telling me. Let me try and do it. Let me ask the Creator to help me build here a true attitude of connection, of love, of bestowal. And from that, I will learn what does it need to be, what are the qualities of the upper world. And in this way we... And in this way we advance. Since why do we find ourselves in such a big world, humanity, billions of people that are all interconnected? What for? In order to consume one another, as we're doing already? Rather, we need to learn about our connection. How do we go from the form of reception, our ego, to the form of bestowal? So accordingly, we need to perform several changes, perhaps, in our corporal relationships. And then from that, we'll begin to approach spiritual relationships. It'll be easier for us to understand those things. Of course, it repulses us. Many friends will drop out because they won't want to do it. It won't be so important to them to get to know the upper reality, but there's no other way. We go exactly according to what Kabbalists write to us, and this is what we need to...
What
does it write about it?
In excerpt number 9, the beginning, there is emptiness only in a place where there is no existence.
Right? Yeah.
So the question is, what does it mean?
As in, the earth hangs on nothing. A person has to come to the annulment, his own annulment, to such an extent that he's got nothing left of his I, except to glue his eye to the Creator. All the other discernments he is willing to give up on, and in place of those he receives the force of faith, the attitude of faith, the force of...
You said before in an answer to a friend that you think that with time certain friends will leave the path because they won't have enough importance for spirituality. Simple question, how do I not find myself among those who leave the path, and how to help the other friends?
By this mutual protection, each will help his friend. I help you today, you help me tomorrow. So we need to have the feeling of arvut, of mutual guarantee, like in a boat. We're all in a boat in a stormy sea, and the Creator is steering up the storm on purpose, so we would feel we depend on one another and on the boat. And even through that stormy sea, we are in adhesion with the Creator. Since we need to understand that our adhesion in Him is through this storm that He is that he's stirring up on purpose, and we are grateful to him for this storm, or otherwise we would not connect among ourselves and we would not connect to him, since what is working on us, on our ego, which is our nature, is this storm that we can feel in our lives. That's why we are grateful to the Creator for taking us through these torments, and we're willing to suffer as long as we get corrected. Otherwise, our ego will not listen. That's the path. We accept him and we thank him. Turkey 3.
Dear Rav, a question from my 10. As we move forward with faith...
Dear Rav, question from the 10. The more we advance in faith above reason, will the evil inclination put greater obstacles in front of us?
And happily, despite all the obstacles.
Yes.
And is there a state where a person can advance faster and joyfully above all the obstacles?
This has to do with the degree of adhesion he has in the group and in the study, and possibly in dissemination. It's very important in our time. So it might depend on that as well. The more he has a disposition towards the ten's internality, and the more he is aimed outside of the ten towards the correction of humanity, the general correction. These things help a person greatly. That's why Baal Sulam and Rabash and other Kabbalists as well, they all spoke on the importance of dissemination. Dissemination inside the group and dissemination outside of it. Okay, we're going to go to women.
Question from women, Moscow 18. According to item 9, what is that emptiness that allows the created being to exit his nature and discover the Creator in faith above reason?
This emptiness begins when I feel myself empty. I have nothing in this life. I search for fulfillment. As high as possible. As exalted a fulfillment as possible. And from that, I come to the understanding, to the awareness that it cannot be a fulfillment to my ego. I begin to look down at those kinds of fulfillments, and I begin to appreciate fulfillments of bestowal, since by that I resemble the Creator, and that's how he advances. Next.
Moscow 4, it says in item 9 that the emptiness should be filled with exaltedness, meaning with above reason, and to ask the Creator to give him this strength. Question, where is that point where I need to turn to and receive that strength?
Everything is in my desire, meaning in my heart. I need to discover my desires. I need to sort them out, organize them, and see what is the primary desire with which I can approach the Creator. The desire that I can
present, offer to the Creator and ask Him to correct it. I need this corrected. Where is that desire?
Hala.
Shela mi USA. Rav, amarta lanu she'en lanu chisaron
la'ashpa. Question from USA. Rav, you told us we have no deficiency for bestowal. Can we work with faith above reason just on the basis of rejecting our quality of reception?
We don't know what is the desire to bestow. The desire to bestow is the Creator. We can only install the intention of bestowal on top of our desires, meaning I work with my desires to receive. We don't know this yet. We haven't started to work with it yet. We need to work on our will to receive, but the essence of our action has to be as bestowal, as giving. Let's take the example of a mother and her baby. She's willing to do anything for him. It's clear to us that mother is a great desire to receive, and a baby is a small desire to receive. And she's willing to do everything for him. She's doing it. Is she doing it truly for him or for her? So we understand that inside of her there is a desire by which she is connected to the baby, and the baby for her is more important than herself. She's willing to put herself to death as long as she can keep him alive and in a good state. This is nature. So we understand that the will to receive doesn't interfere with us.
It
doesn't prevent us from relating to one another through giving. But it all depends on the attitude, on the intention. How do we use our will to receive? That's it. That's why he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. We will advance with our will to receive. Our will to receive is going to be getting bigger and bigger, and we're not going to break it. We're only going to correct the intention. But the will to receive will grow more and more, and we don't need to regret it. On the contrary, the more it grows, the better. Except I need to have control over it. Not that I myself will control it, but the Creator. But I will nevertheless manage it. I will try to constantly demand the Creator for correction of my...
Women, Petach Tikva, you started talking to Dudi about the need to make actions in the 10, and in the beginning of your words, you said that we just need to make actions suitable for a spiritual person. So again, if we can repeat, what are those actions suitable for a spiritual person to do in the 10? Rav, what are Rav the Rabash writes to us in the social writings? You know, he has social articles, so please open them up and read them. They're not long. They can be read during the day. Come together during the day on your phones and read. I recommend that, and I am addressing everyone. That's worthwhile doing. We can't escape those things. I understand it seems to you like a secondary thing, not so important to have good relationships between us. No, it's not good relationships. It is spiritual relationships. That's what is right.
Yes.
All right. Please. I just want to say a few more words here.
It's not a problem that you don't remember what we're going through, but when we're going through some quote, try to penetrate it beyond your mind. Just all of you and together. Let's say right now we're going to read this quote. We, all of us, all of the world, Kli, we all want right now, let's all try to be together and inside the Creator. Let's try. This is exactly the matter of a pomegranate that he writes about. This is from Shemati 13, a pomegranate. Please.
10. God has made it that he will be feared. This means that these thoughts of emptiness come to a person in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason. And for this, we need the help of the Creator. It follows that at that time, one must ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason. It turns out that it is precisely then that one needs the Creator to help him, since the exterior mind lets him understand the opposite. Hence, at that time, one has no other choice but to ask the Creator to help him. It is said about this, one's desire overcomes him every day, and were it not for the Creator, he would not overcome it.
Let's say that we get together and we read this excerpt, and each of us feels that he wants to ask the Creator, but we each have to ask for the others. For the others, if I ask for myself, then as it's written in another place, that instead of causing myself progress, I'm doing the opposite. I'm moving away from the goal. So it is said there, one is prohibited from asking for himself. Find that source, find that quote, that one must not ask for himself. One who prays for his friend is awarded first. One shall help his friend. And all those quotes, we need to understand that it's worthwhile for us to come together once, twice a day, and try to read some quotes we choose in advance and think through these quotes of how much we think about the friends. Forcefully, of course I don't want it. It's above my desire, but this is already called bestowing above receiving to some extent, somewhat. We do want to reach a state where I pray for the friend's success. And they do the same for me. And that means that we are truly in a single boat together, and everyone cares for the others. And then certainly in such a boat, we sail to the desired place, to the right place. Read again, please.
10. Baal Sulam writes, God has made it that he will be feared. This means that these thoughts of emptiness come to a person in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason. And for this, we need the help of the Creator. It follows that at that time,
one must ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason. Turns out that it is precisely then that one needs the Creator to help him, since the exterior mind lets him understand the opposite. Hence, at that time, one has no other choice but to ask the Creator to help him. It is said about this, one's desire overcomes him every day, and were it not for the Creator, he would not overcome it.
We have to bring ourselves to states where we think we see that we are incapable, because then we have a reason to turn to the Creator. Then we turn to Him and demand help. I'm standing in front of a wall and I can't move, so I have no choice. I need your help. So that's what we need. Say it again.
Here in the excerpt it speaks of emptiness. Is emptiness the lack of faith to attain the goal by myself? Is this the intention?
The fact that thoughts of emptiness come to a person, meaning thoughts that they have no content that's aimed at the purpose of life, the purpose of creation. Just nonsense, all kinds of nonsense. And it's in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason, meaning that we will see that the Creator is filling us up with all kinds of nonsense, because it all comes from Him. So why don't I receive good, exalted, lofty thoughts? Why do I have such nonsense in my desires and thoughts? In order to sort them out and say, what is it I want? And for this we need the help of the Creator, meaning that one then must ask of the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason. That what? That all these thoughts come from the Creator, all desires awakened by the Creator, and I want to direct them in the right direction. Turns out that precisely then one needs the Creator to help him. How? To sort out correctly everything that he receives. But certainly everything comes from the Creator to begin with. But it comes for us to sort it out, scrutinize it, and then build what we think of as good and what we think of as bad, and each time sort out our vessels like that, by the light that shines on us, which we still don't feel as light, but it's a desire and the mind for it. So, since the exterior mind lets him understand the opposite. Therefore, he asks the Creator to help him, to shine light in the right direction. It is said about this, one's desire overcomes him every day. Who's doing it? Obviously the Creator. He raises our ego. And were it not for the Creator, meaning the Creator, we then turn to him and ask for help. Otherwise, he would not overcome it. So, we need to understand we are working with the Creator here, the King that brings to life and puts to death and brings forth salvation. Puts to death and brings to life means left and right, and brings forth salvation is the middle line that we ultimately. Okay.
Why is it easy for you to believe, let's say, to the Kabbalists? And believe what they're depicting, the future states. And if a friend acts and tells us about an advanced state, so it's hard for us to believe it. Should we believe the friend like the way we follow you, we should also follow the friend?
The friend should be in spiritual work more important than I am. If I connect to him, then I connect to him because I feel that without him, I'm lost. And if he disappears, I won't find anyone instead of him. And it's the Creator who brought us together and said, take this, hold on to each other. So we need to understand that the connection between us is a spiritual connection. It's not about whether we live or die. The connection is a connection in the vessel of Adam HaRishon. It's an eternal vessel. And the fact that we connect now in the physical world is only an opportunity that we're given to somehow be in contact between us. But in truth, we have to come to an internal connection and establish it forever. Then it will be spiritual.
So without the friend, you're more lost than without the teacher?
Of course. You can take, instead of the teacher, some book, for example. There are plenty of books, and it's written that there are many ways to the Creator, many ways, many routes to the Creator. Each one actually has his own trail to an extent. But without a friend with whom you connect and build, without, you know, the two is the least plural, at least one, and if possible, then 10. So if you don't have that, you are really lost. We still don't feel it. We are still in the first phase. It's the most important. It's the building of the spiritual state, the spiritual conditions, which is I'm dependent on the friends, I'm dependent on the power of faith above reason. And these are necessary things. We have to get into this work. It is the hardest degree, toughest degree. It's a transition from one world to another. And there are many states in it. When people think that they are there, they're not there. It's not simple. So we have to simply keep going all the time. And take it and accept that whatever happens, I have to continue. As it is written, anything but leave. There's this condition, anything but leave. So whatever I experienced, I can tell you from my experience, I have no choice. I have to continue. This is what I would tell myself. I had no choice. Let's say, in 1979, I came to Abash. Something like that. And until today. That's it. 40 years? Until today, I'm in it. So what? And I'll continue to the end of my life and beyond. There's no choice. There's no other way. And what am I living for otherwise?
Рав, хочеться спросити, боязнь творця.
There's a desire to ask about fear from it, his name, as it's written here. So it pushes us through corporeality, or is there something beyond that?
I don't know, and it's not important to me. The Creator will do what needs to be done. He'll do what needs to be done, and whatever happens, happens. More, less. I don't ask forward. I also don't ask if I will know more or less. I want to accept the next state with the power of faith. With the power of faith means that I don't care what happens. I care in what way I, where it depends on me, how I will accept the next state, every minute, the next minute, how I open it up. So it's important that I open it up, that I start it with connection with everyone, and then it is certain to be correct. In the 10, I should accept every state in the 10, and then whatever happens, I don't care. I'm worried about the situation. I will be organized with a 10 in one vessel, and what the Creator gives us, I don't criticize it in any way. This is what should be. If we are organized correctly in a 10, then we will receive what we should on the path of development until the end of correction. This is how we have to position ourselves.
Barur.
Clear?
Good. Я только принимаю все это.
The asur lagit.
I'm not thinking what will happen tomorrow.
It is forbidden to say this. It's forbidden to say that it will not be tomorrow. You can think that, but to say it out loud to the friends, it's forbidden. On the contrary, you have to say, it may not be today, but tomorrow it is certain that we will achieve it. You have to be very careful with what you pass on to the friends, because it comes back to you several times more so. And by this, you will stop yourself until it throws you out of the 10 altogether. You mustn't say that. We should always awaken and be thankful and warm up the society. Okay. Yeah?
Michael from Mach 19. Rav, could you be more precise how to feel a deficiency for spirituality?
Only through the friends, what we read in the articles. I have to try to build spirituality in the connection between us. When we have between us some sort of connection, that connection is a connection of people who are indifferent to each other, who each of us is more concerned about his own inner personal state. So how do we elevate our group state to become more important, higher than each of us, than the personal state of each of us? Can we imagine it or not? The minute you can imagine it, you already are moving closer to faith above reason. Because in practice, this is how it happens. The connection between us is only the connection to the vessel of Adam HaRishon. And we just have to depict to ourselves what we've been learning all the time. We've been learning about it for years. It's not shame. It's true that it doesn't penetrate our hearts and therefore seemingly disappear. But we learned all of that. Let's now start realizing.
Alexander from Mach 4, how is the Ovut expressed towards a friend that is going through a burdening of the heart?
We have to, nevertheless, become closer, all of us together, to each and every friend, especially to those friends who are now experiencing some heaviness, corporeal, spiritual, etc. We have to understand that it's not that person, but all of us are going through it. And we should pray here and perhaps help in some corporeal way as well. There are many questions about this. Well, we will try to. Go through them as well, but at least we have to be aware of all what we're all going through in the ten, really. So we need to come closer to each other, support each other, and be more friendly with each other. And it's got nothing to do with the physical distance.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Quartz Clean. How can I feel my tan inside my heart all day long?
Effort and prayer from yourself demand a effort to constantly try to remember them. Do it on your phone. Make a reminder there on your phone, which you keep with you all the time. Try to connect among yourselves to decide that you're thinking in the next hour about this sentence, and the next hour you'll think about another sentence, and go through the day this way. And twice a day you should connect among you to read our excerpts or maybe an article, etc. Yeah. Ideally, we should have among us this management for all of us that makes sure that all of us during the day read the same material, and that in every place the group will receive in its language the material to read during the day. Someone should manage it, because if we are already in this on this level, if we have advanced to this level, then we should already start awakening our common field, and then it will influence everyone. So we have a feeling of a constant congress. Okay.
Latin 2.
Latin 2.
Muchas gracias, Rab. Lo que
y por el otro lado está escrito hoy cuando. ¿Cómo balanceamos?
Esteban is asking, on one hand we say that there's a tomorrow. On the other hand we say that if not today, so when? How to connect all that in faith above reason?
I want to attain everything today, but if I don't attain it and it continues to the next day, then I accept it calmly. Because once I have done everything I could do today, for the next day, that's not me already. It's the Creator's decision, and He arranged tomorrow for me. Clear? Good. Now, Unity 3, quickly.
Question of a friend.
what to do with the fear that I depend on the friends and my future depends on them.
This is wonderful. If you're afraid, if you feel that you're totally dependent on your 10, there is nothing higher, greater, no greater help from the Creator than when He gives to the person that feeling. When I feel that I'm totally alone in life, and there's no one holding me or can help me, and I'm alone from moment to moment, I'm going to disappear altogether. And at the same time, there's this feeling that if I hang myself to the 10, egoistically, on the lowest level, then maybe I will be saved. This is my chance to be saved from, not from death, but from oblivion, from complete deletion. If a person receives this feeling from above, from the Creator, it is a great salvation. Beautiful. I wish we all feel it. That without the 10 in spirituality, I'm...
Question about what you said before. You said there should be some kind of committee that is in charge of sending study materials to all tens of the world. And everybody will read the same materials.
Yes. Ideally, we should go from day to day, during the day, in a more solidified way, our whole world clear.
So today, their connection duties, what we used to call Gabay and Shatz, they determine what we're going to read from. It's taken from the morning lesson. And you say there.
Do everyone have the same thing or not?
Not everyone read the same thing.
So I'm talking about everyone, call it the main person on connection duty. But those people will determine what all of us will deal with, engage in during the day.
Okay, from all our study materials, there's so much. Like today, we have Faith Above Reason. You also mentioned long articles of Faith Above Reason. And you said to read the Rabash's Articles of Society. Sometimes you recommend that we study the preface. It's an abundance of material. How to choose correctly?
Choose correctly? I don't know. Because with respect to whom are we talking about? If you take all those articles, the social articles, and Faith Above Reason, then of course, that's first of all. The long, complete articles, we can't do that, give that to the groups for during the day, to read them, to study them. This has to be something very concrete and concise, and something that's possible to understand and to discuss among them, and not that they will read a few lines and will be left bewildered. No, they need to understand it and talk about it, say a few sentences about it afterwards, and it will be clear to them that if they realize what they read, they will advance.
If we're following this line that we take the materials from the morning lesson, let's say the excerpt we just read, we read them throughout the day a few times and go deep in them. So that's all of us. That's the right line to follow?
I would add to it Rabash's articles about the group. I would... Yeah. At least that. Let's see. But people need to sit and think about how they awaken our world clean. You need to think about it, to feel it. Ask all the friends, open up some mailbox where they can send recommendations from each one and from all the groups together. From Kiev, Petah Tikva, from Moscow, what is the difference between building good human relationships in the Ten and building spiritual relationships in the Ten?
Good relationships, you can go to any organization you want and let them maybe give you good relationships. I don't know what. They'll take you to some retirement home or some convenient, pleasant place where you can have a good time. I don't understand what you're talking about. The correct relationships in the Ten are good. I don't know what good is. Good means what will bring me to the complete good. It's that I connect to the Creator. Nature part that is activated by the laws of nature, there's an extra thing called an egoistic will to receive in man, man's ego, that by that he is disconnected, comes out of the still vegetative and animate, and becomes a special creature called Adam, man. So there's a different calculation with that man. He needs to learn in what he needs to correct himself. The rest, no other creatures need to correct themselves, only man. He is corrupted. There's a corruption in him to begin with. Obviously, it came from the Creator, but it's not the right complaint of man. There could be only a question, help me understand how to correct myself. That is the right question a person can turn to the Creator with.
Why is Bala Sulam connecting God with nature?
Because it's the same thing, and there's nothing but that. The nature, the upper force, the Creator, God, call it whatever you want. What's outside of man, it's all one.
But how can a person feel that nature is God? How can he grasp it?
Whichever way he does, I don't know, each one according to his degree. There are people that feel that everything is the Creator, except for my point, that from it I feel my existence, me, the disconnected one from the Creator. And there are those who think otherwise. There's all kinds. It's different degrees of perception. God is nature, is the upper force, is the Creator. It's all that is above man. And that's how he receives it. All of reality is divided into two, me and the Creator. That's it. And all of humanity, and it doesn't exist only in my shattered vessel. If I correct my vessel, I won't see it. I'll see that everything is none else besides him. Simple. And what I see afterwards is because I'm shattered. What I see now is because I'm shattered. So my desire was shattered, and in this shattered desire, I see all these things divided into corporeal, still, vegetative, animate, speaking, spheres, worlds. Each one has a part of the Creator, as if the Creator is also shattered as and is in all those parts. But the moment I organize it all and say that it's all towards me, that the world isn't there, but what I feel, reality, it's all the Creator. That's what I feel. And there's no more. So it turns out there's me and the Creator. And nothing but that. And the rest is incorporated in those two discernments. What did we learn in perception of reality? Okay. Except for man, there's only the Creator. Okay. So, where are we going? What are we... Nikolaev, Sochi.
Рав, подскажите, вот сказано, что мы не нуждаемся в повышенном внимании в заповеди
Пуши. It was said that we don't need
на месте.
A great attention to the quality of reception because the punishment because of it is immediate. Does that mean that we know how to receive correctly automatically?
No. Incorrect. We can't receive correctly either. Because our will to receive is completely not in control. It won't give us a right discernment in what we are right and in what we're not. We can't judge our form of reception because against it we have no form of bestowal. We, in our form of reception, connect to whoever gives, whoever fills, whoever builds desires in us, and whoever fills our desires. We are in the middle between the Creator who created the will to receive in us and between the Creator who is filling us, that will to receive. And we aren't relating to Him. We don't know why He created it in us and why He's filling us in such a way. That's why we don't receive correctly what you want to say that it's correct. Our vessels of reception don't work correctly. Look what's going on with us. That's why we will die the moment we receive. All of our reception is in order to receive. And that's a form of death. We are just not aware of it. To such an extent, we are in a lie. If we could see the truth, we wouldn't receive anything. We'd right away restrict ourselves and develop a desire to bestow. And then, only to the extent that we can invert our reception into bestowal, to that extent we would receive, because by that we would bestow to the giver pleasure. And we would only do things to bestow pleasure to Him and not receive anything in any other way. If we were true.
Ну, просто вот смотрите, то есть то, что мы говорим в нашей работе,
it's just that what we're talking about in our world, we connect with faith above reason and rise above the state of this world. And by this we can discover the good who does good. How can the whole world discover this good who does good?
No. We don't need to speak about bad things. No. We're not wishing anyone bad. We want to incorporate them inside us. As the Achap that is incorporated in Galgal Ta'anayim. And by that, we can raise them with us. The moment you open, and we'll be able to do it, the moment they want to incorporate in us, because it will be worthwhile. Problems, trouble, man won't want anything just to stop feeling bad. The moment they will want to incorporate in us, there is no more problems. We will include them together. That's what Bala Sulam writes in the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar. and everybody will be included in us, and we will all rise to Gmaltikun, and the nations of the world have to incorporate in us, because without them, we will also be lacking the big vessels of reception. So our vessels of bestowal will be able to incorporate their vessels of reception. The Achap will incorporate in Galgalta Enayim, and through the Galgalta Enayim, they'll receive the lights of correction because they get it at once. We get it throughout a long time because we need to acquire it and know it and organize these things because we belong to Galgalta Enayim, but they belong to the Achap. For them, it comes to, where does Baal HaSulam write about it? It's written that they receive it at once. And that's how the correction will take place. That's why don't think that it'll take thousands of years and where and what. It's nothing. These small desires of humans in the world, it's such that easily can be corrected. It's the light shines on them a bit and they'll be ready to do anything. Look what they're addicted to, what kind of small pleasures, little drops of light. The main thing is our correction, and then through us, it will bestow upon them, and then quickly they will come closer and enter Gmaltikun, the end of corrections.